we opened markets around the world. You know, services was never negotiated in trade agreements until we made it happen. We opened markets for all service industries. We were the lead dog. We were out there before anybody else was. That is a national asset.
Thank you for that.
After the bailout, one of your suggestions was that you might be able to raise capital for AIG, if I recall.
Yeah, but not when you own 74.5% of the company.
Was the idea that AIG would go into Chapter 11 and then you would raise the capital?
I don't know. We'd have to see how we can negotiate with Treasury and the Fed.
All right.
But, you know, there was a lot of unanswered questions. Mm-hmm. Why 79.9%? What was the reason for that?
Right.
What was the valuation?
Right.
The shareholders, there was no shareholder vote on anything.
Mm-hmm.
If this happened in another country, mm-hmm. we would say the company was confiscated.
Right. AIG also raised capital earlier in the year. I think it was like $12 billion. Did you have any, were you consulted?
No.
Even given
No, what they did is raise the dividend and raise capital.
Mm-hmm.
So it offset.
Huh? We're kind of nuts.
Were you involved in the efforts to raise more capital in August and September of 08?
No.
As owner of, I forget, 20, between your different holdings, you have a large stake.
Say again?
Between CV Star and Star International, and you have fairly large holdings in AIG. What sort of role did you play within AIG? Or
None.
Okay. You weren't consulted on any.
You're talking about the time period between 2005
and 2008.
No.
Okay.
Could you give us just a minute? We're going to step outside.
Sure.
We'll be right back.